about 12 midday, and I am still sitting with Mr. Rogers. I haven't yet thrown him off the train.
Good. Well, you can't do it until the train comes through as well.
Really?
Quite a lot by the Italian
government. It's true. It's true. They wouldn't like it, would they? Let me put that there.
Anyway, you should be eating.
I'm eating. I'm sorry. I want to describe my food whilst I'm eating.
It's meat. Of different kinds. it's shakshuka, so it's salami, ham. It used to be a bit of bread, but that's gone.
It's quite nice quality.
I'm just impressed that, you know, I reckon there's still a chance Robert could finish a meal for the first time. I've been with him.
Mark is refusing to eat anything. He's refusing to eat anything, in fact.
I want to see Robert do it.
He'll turn to skin and bones if he's not careful.
It would be a novel experience, I feel.
So whilst I'm eating, do you want to describe the scenery that we've been through?
There's a lot of trees and tunnels, aren't there, Robert?
Particularly when I try to take photographs.
I've been very, very... we're just coming out of the Alps now, so it's very very mountainous. Quite nice. Mm. Unfortunately, whenever Robert tries to take photographs, we go into a tunnel or big trees sprout up. And this can be timed to the second. It basically kept me amused for about 40 minutes.
Look at that amazing view. You can switch on phone, get ready, press a button.
Trees. Hello.
So,
I have explained to Robert that the tunnel seemed to be a feature of mountain railway journeys, but yeah, and you should be well aware of this after Bosnia and everything, but still. So.
But at least I have an almost perfect record of trees of the Alpine region.
Yes.
And tunnel walls.
Yes, true. This is very true. We should have counted the number of tunnels.
We should have done. Better go back.
Pardon?
Better go back.
Yeah.
Do we have any tissues left or anything?
We do with the, in the cutlery you didn't open.
Might open it now. If I can't, actually my hands are too greasy. Could you open it, please?
I could try. I'm never good at opening these things.
No problem. Yeah.
Got your hand up, greasy, aren't I?
Yep. Try the other end because.
Right.
It's rather ironic that if you've got greasy hands, you can't open the bag with the wrap with the thing in to wipe your hands to make them less greasy.
Yes.
Hang on one sec. Sorry.
Yep, no, it's fine. Now put your beer down on the.
Where'd you put the
napkin? There you go. There.
Thank you. Finished it.
You did. I'm so proud of you.
I think I deserve a fanfare and a drum roll.
You can have ice cream when we get to the
ice cream gelato.
I'll buy you ice cream for being such a good boy and
friend. Oh, you're so kind. It's been quite a pleasant journey, this, hasn't it?
Yeah.
As they go.
Yeah, not bad.
Apart from the fact that you were trying to sleep through some of the most scenic bits of it, but, you know, you can't do everything, I suppose.
Yeah, again, I come back to you've seen one mountain, you've seen them all.
I don't agree.
That's because
they all have their own personality.
That's because all you've seen is trees and tunnels.
It's true. Learn Italian stuff. And I haven't read about Turin because I was too busy writing a blog article.
But you have finished the blog article.
I did, and it is uploaded.
so Matthew and Lisa will be pouring over that. Have you got at least sent him the link so he can meet?
I don't think I wrote anything particularly exciting in it, but.
Yeah, Mark is secretly boring.
But actually, you probably proportionately, you probably typed it quicker than
Yes, I did.
Had we just been running through a desert, I could have done it quite quickly. And I had to keep stopping and taking photographs.
Yeah, and you have got the most unfair keyboard in the world.
I have. Every fifth word it either enters five of a given character, or it misses one out altogether.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it would do that.
I think it's probably. Yeah. I think it's. Well, VoiceOver, I think, probably uses a reasonable amount of memory resource on the phone. And so does Bluetooth to a point, so I imagine it's just. Loses concentration.
But it's a keyboard. Like, what it has to do with it, it's not like, if you're dictating it, I can see it might be a bit weird, like, what it has to do with colour keystroke. I was wondering if there was kind of some kind of sticky keys type thing going on.
Yeah, it could be. Sticky keys are a pain, aren't they?
Yes.
Don't bother, I've got a held down control for too long again.
Yes, it's very annoying, because...
Because you can never get out of it again.
Well, I just get, do you want to turn on sticky keys all the time? Cause
yeah, but the thing is, when it asks you if you want to turn it on, it has already turned it on. So, if you want to turn it off, you then need to work out how to...
Because I just click cancel and go away.
It's quite flat all of a sudden.
Well, the mountains in the background. Like I said, we were coming out of the Alps.
That's true.
You see?
Okay.
You should listen to me now.
Sorry, never listen to Mark. That's the first rule of travel. Mark, the first rule of Mark is don't listen to Mark.
Yeah.
Second rule of Mark is arrive an hour late and you'll just about beat him.
That's not true.
Is that not true? All right, okay.
You arrived when you said you were going to arrive. And I just about beat him.
No, 2:30 was always going to be the time that we were leaving yours, not arriving at it.
Right. So you're saying you were slightly late then?
No, I would have made it to yours by 25 past.
Yeah, maybe. Only if you ran. Okay.
And overtaken you on the way.
Well, no, because I was actually in the engine.
Oh, you were in the engine,
ran,
okay,
so.
Fair enough.
No, I don't think you're that quick.
Well, you know, you haven't seen me yet. When I'm really quick. When I'm quick, I'm quick.
Yes. That's true.
Anyway, I think this is probably it from this recording because it's exciting.
It is.
And we'll talk to you
from. And
it's true because I'm getting bored. If anybody's listening still. But so we'll speak to you next in Torino.
Yes.